Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. I am unfortunately suffering the after effects of a massive weather-related sinus headache. I woke up with it this morning because the weather conditions have changed drastically. It was a beautiful day yesterday, but now we've gone from actually reasonably mild temperatures to a heat wave and humidity. And that tends to cause sinus issues for me when that happens, and the air pressure changes so drastically. But I'm feeling a lot better now than I was, thank God. And I'm going to make myself a cup of tea. Yesterday afternoon, after my tour of Dundurn Castle, the community coordinator for this building and I went into the gift shop and had a gander around, and one of the things I bought was something called ice wine tea. Now, for those who do not know, ice wine is a dessert wine that's produced from grapes that were frozen while they're still on the vine. This is actually a Canadian delicacy. There are a number of wineries in Niagara Falls that are producers of ice wine. Hang on a second, I have to answer the phone. Oh, you know what? That's a telemarketer. I'm not going to. And it was on auto dial because it stopped ringing within about 3 or 4 rings. Right. So anyhow, I bought some black tea flavored with this ice wine. So I'm going to try it and see if I like it. It's apparently on the sweeter side, which for me is good because I like sugar in my tea. So hopefully this means I won't have to put any sugar in my tea. I'm just gonna fill the kettle here. I don't know if one puts milk in this tea or not. I'll try it with milk the first time. I also bought a little sample box of maple tea. So I'll try that at some point as well. Now, do I want to use my teapot or am I going to bother today? No, I don't think I'm going to bother. Don't feel like it. I have a lovely teapot. It's actually sitting right here on my toaster oven stand. A friend of mine very kindly bought it for me, and it's a very pretty blue china teapot, and I've left it out just in case she happens to come over, because she lives not that far from here. Thus far, she hasn't decided to come, but she's been really busy this summer, I think, so. But anyhow, it has an infuser in it, so one can brew loose leaf tea, but I also use it for tea bags, but I think this time I'm just going to steep a tea bag in a mug. I won't bother with the ceremonies. But now I can't, this infuser came out a bit when the lid came off and I can't get it in there properly. Go on then. Oh, it doesn't want to. I'll fix my little red wagon. I'll take you out completely. There. Put you back in that way. Doesn't want to go in. Hang on a minute while I figure this out. Okay, all figured. Now I'm just waiting for the kettle to boil, and I have to find my lovely little canister of ice wine tea. I had a very enjoyable trip yesterday. I'm sorry that there were some problems with the first recording I made, but unfortunately my mics tend to cut in and out when there's a lot of wind noise. They never used to do that. I think it's just because I've baffed them about so much. Ah, I see, there's a canister with lots of raised writing on it. It looks very nice. And I assume some pictures as well. And then inside the canister, there's a bag with tea bags in it. I recorded the entire thing, but the tour itself took at least an hour, and it was far too long to post on Audioboom. So I just gave you folks a few snippets. It didn't help that on Wednesday, as I was going down for tea, I had the Olympus in my pocket, and I thought it was secure, and it was not. It fell out onto a cement floor. Now, it's still relatively intact. God knows how. God knows why. It still works. At first, I thought I had killed it because I was having a problem with my Winamp equalizer. It had messed up during a computer reboot. That's the program I use on my computer to play my various media files. Anyhow, I thought at first that the left-hand microphone on my Olympus was damaged, and then I discovered that it was actually my equalizer in Winamp that was messed up and not the Olympus. So I got that sorted out, and the Olympus is still working. Anyway, hopefully you can still hear me over here. I'm now at my counter getting myself a mug. I'm really hoping that my good friend Eileen will be coming over today. She said that she might be able to, but she had hip replacement surgery back in June, and she hasn't been doing all that well ever since then. So she's driving a little bit now, and if she can't, if she just decides that she can't come, I'll certainly understand. But I'd love if she could see this place, and then perhaps we can go and get some supper. Also, Eileen is an Ursuline nun, and she has been with that order for 50 years. So this is her 50th jubilee. She just had it this past weekend, actually. And I'd really like to celebrate that with her. Yes, yes. My kettle is boiling. I'm coming! Okay. I'm just gonna put this Olympus down here. And pour my tea. Oh, I like this. I do like iced wine itself. So I'm sure that this should be good as well. There was also a wild blueberry tea, which I was thinking of getting, but then I decided upon this instead. The gift shop itself had some really interesting items in it. It had these neat stoneware honey crocks that one could imagine Winnie the Pooh getting his head stuck in. And then these really adorable china creamers shaped like cows. I almost bought one, but I don't think I'd ever really use it, so I didn't. They were probably outrageously expensive anyway. I wouldn't be surprised. There were mugs, some with Mounties on them, which is awesome. Some with, I think on the box it said, "What are you doing for Britain?" And on the mug it said, "I'm brewing for Britain," which is kind of cool. There were various t-shirts and books. One of them was the Diary of Sophia McNabb, actually, which would be very interesting to read. She being one of the daughters of Sir Alan McNabb. And of course, Dundurn Castle, the place that we toured yesterday, was his home. Back in the day when he was my city's most prominent citizen. We got to visit the garden as well yesterday, and I really wish I could have recorded that because it was a wonderful experience. Just pouring out this excess water. The gardens were huge. We only covered maybe the first three or four, and they had all different vegetable patches and flower beds in them. The vegetable patches were all full of heirloom organics. Oh, and then when we got to the kitchen, I forgot to mention this, when we got to the home's kitchen, there was actually a cook there baking homemade Scottish shortbread, and she gave us samples, and she also gave us some samples of the heirloom organics, including Mexican gherkins, which were lovely. Right, now I just have to let that tea steep. What I may do then is pause this and come back to you when the tea is steeped and then give you some idea of what I think it tastes like. But before I do that, I should say I got a very nice phone call from my mum yesterday.